to not knowing God and not trusting God and not having peace with God. So that's why someone who's in God's will, who loves God, trusts God, and leans on God can walk through even something as traumatic as losing a child and have perfect peace. Now, the world doesn't understand it, and they want to think you're delusional. And not just for people who are on antidepressants and taking Valium and all these things, and stay on that junk until you get right understanding and walk with God to such a place that your doctor recognizes you don't need it, but recognize this torment or this lack of peace. God wants me to deal with that. He wants me to find peace. So it was really strange, but it gave me a lot of compassion. It gave me a lot of compassion for people who don't really, if you looked at money as your major factor in life, you would look at some people and say, you don't have a problem. And that's what the Lord said. You know, when you look at people and you say they don't have a problem because they have money, you're really still serving the spirit of mammon, which is the God of this world, the God of money. You're still serving that, and you're coming from a poverty mentality that says, well, just because I don't have what they have, and I'm going to talk about myself, you guys, my husband and I, you know, we do fine. But I've learned to really relate to the people, a lot of the people God brings here. But also, when I grew up, we were, you know, not wealthy, but we weren't. We always had food and we always had clothes. We just didn't have as many clothes as I have now. Of course, Kohl's almost doesn't have as many clothes as I have now.